That's 4, 3, 2, 1, and go. All right. I'm ready. This was huge for the area of Gastonia. Kaylin Brown, who's 19, I think she resides in Renlo, and she won 2 medals in the Paris Olympics, and one of them was a in the women's 4x4 100-meter relay. She won a gold, and then in the 4x400 mixed relay, she won a silver. So, congratulations to her. They had an event for 8/21, which was Wednesday, and it was great to see the kids come out and support her. And a lot of kids were saying like how now they see her as an example of what they could possibly achieve. And that's what you really do it for, is to inspire the next generation. So again, hats off to her and congratulations. I do not own rights to any of this music. I'm just highlighting songs that I like and not getting paid for. So yeah, relax. I can't even sit here and lie. I just meant more into the music, more so than preaching. I don't want to sound like I'm always on my soapbox preaching about something. So this is definitely a musical episode. I'm just gonna let a couple songs that I like kind of play, and I'll give my opinion on them. But these are songs that I really like, and I'm always trying to help other artists in North Carolina achieve their dreams. All these artists are from North Carolina, so y'all check them out. I do have a couple topics I'm gonna hit before I get into the music, but majority of this episode is gonna be about the music. Also, if you're in the Gastonia area, stop by Vape Galore. They pretty much have everything that you would want from a vaping standpoint, and they have other things in there as well. Hemp, THCA, things of that nature. It's on 972 Franklin Boulevard, and that's in Gastonia. Tell them Saint sent you. Just might get something for free. Don't hold me to that, dog. But go there, ask for Nate. He gonna look out for you.
Yeah. Pressure. I've been under pressure. Yeah. So I'm always smoking pressure. So I'm always smoking pressure.
When I'm gone, people are going to say whatever they're going to say about me anyway. So I won't be able to come to my own defense. But I take solace in knowing that, honestly, it doesn't even really matter. Who cares? So a topic I wanted to speak on is we are all headed in the same direction. I mean, some people are going to run a better race than others. It's going to be magnificent to watch. And some are going to trip, stumble and fall and have to get up multiple times, and you know they'll barely make it to the finish line, but they're gonna make it. And I say finish line, what I really mean is, you know, not being here anymore. It's like it's always there in the shadows to kind of remind us, like, hey, one day, you know, you're gonna come park it over here. The older I get, I'm trying to find the long route there, you know, because I'm in no rush to go. It's just something that we can't dictate. Don't have many smoothies or laps and exercising and dieting. None of that really matters at the end because you know where you're going. So I get it. Some people don't want to eat meat, want to save the animals. That's your prerogative, you know. But we've seen the healthiest people die like early. And then we've seen like the most unhealthiest people live to their 90s. So there is no perfect formula for anyone. What works for someone else might not work for you. And what works for you might not work for someone else. So you really have to ask yourself, what do you want to accomplish?
Today, I want you to consider your life and its effect on other people, the way you've touched individuals. If you were to die today, how would they remember you? As a tyrant or as a savior? The Greeks said, what you do in life echoes in eternity. So you have to make an impact on the world. Don't just let life happen.
When it's your time to go, it's your time to go. It's So you really have to ask yourself, while I'm here, what do I really want to accomplish? 2020 was like a great year to kind of look back over your life and kind of just be in the moment and looking back at things you used to do that you don't do anymore. And as you get older, you gain more wisdom. So you're able to see your growth. And it's almost like before someone who needs glasses, who can't see, and they get LASIK, and it's like a clear picture. That's what 2020 was for me. So this is Let Me Bum a Cigarette by Tijani. I don't even smoke cigarettes, but I really rock with this song because the metaphor and how he explains like how the cigarette is his safe place, his comfort. And he hits a note that I really like in here. So I'm going to highlight that note, and I'm going to also highlight my favorite part of the song. And this right here is that note that I was talking about. I want to highlight. This next part of the song is my favorite part of the song. It feels very nostalgic of the music of the early 2000s. So I cup both my hands and inhale all the smoke and pretend like my lungs haven't suffered enough. In lie to myself and no question how I cope with the mess that I made. As my friends say, I watch me fall apart when I run out of breath and inhale. I don't know what to call what he did at the end of this verse. I don't know if it's a run or riff or whatever, but it was very dope. And I love that note.
DJ X. First up, some music you've been coming back to. Gonna start with Trey Ahmad.
I really like this song. I play it a lot. I really think the second part is better than the first part, but the first part is really good. It's just the second part is just, it's just different. It's just way better. And that's no disrespect to the first part, because, you know, sections of songs matters as well. I'm for real. It's like art. This is what music is supposed to do. With the lyrics that are in the second part of the song, you get a vivid picture of what's going on. And that's art to me. So shout out Trey Ahmad. I'm going to let this second verse play. Amazing.
I've been in a strange place. I don't feel the same way, and I don't know what's happening. No, every day the same day. I almost could trade. Always send a me a twin. But I can't let that nigga win. Cause if I feel this bad again, we all know what's happening. I'll be in a hospital where I talk too much. They gonna ask me how I feel. They gonna put me in some cuffs. Then I'll be stuck in a room with somebody I don't know. I got in that bitch at one. I stayed up until I fall, thinking how this gonna help. I ain't even wanna go. Then I'm waking up, the nurse is shoving pills down my throat. In that war for a week, swear to God, it feel like mo. Grateful for the fam visiting, but I feel so alone. Oh, I feel so alone. Yeah. Then
I got out, you ain't even hit my. I wish there was a video for this song, but nonetheless, that's Davis Regional by Trey Ahmad. Now, this next person, I've been knowing him since high school. This is Dilemma by Jay Leo. It's like a remix cover of the Doja Cat song. And I love how he heated up on the second verse of this song. So I'm going to play that. Only one love. I only want peace with the wars outside. The pain and the grief. Beginning of the end. The highs about the peak. A genesis again. Rebel with the meek. Past so dark and the future so bleak. You still wonder why I never take a seat. No, I'm standing on my own crushed up dreams. Never give an inch, no matter who it be.
The words that I live in spark the whole scene. Let there be light, and now you see me. See me.
Hold up.
Yeah. Let's get it. Microphone check. Holding on while the beat flows. The heat's close. Supernova, bottle in the rage while my spirit is flowing over. Numbing out the pain, heart's colder than Nova Scotia. Yeah, or the Arctic.
Now that last song is like 2 to 3 years old. And this song right here is newer. It's probably like a year old. But you can see how the pen improve. And that's really what it's about. Challenging yourself.
The animosity, losing my feelings, losing a part of me. Curiosity kills niggas, but there's no stopping me. Hearts pumping, adrenaline, maxing velocity. Passion in my veins and words forming philosophy. On a rocket to the moon where I gotta be. Anything less than gold is still a robbery. Hands on your throat, a sacrifice to honor me. Never let you go, obsession is turning awkwardly. My heart is...
This is probably my favorite song by him. It kind of changes because it's some stuff that other people haven't heard that I've heard, but every time I hear this song, that's the feeling that I get. And even Sinners Pray Too, that's how you close a song like that. I respect that.
My demons pacing, the chains are breaking loose. Steady waiting, Leviathan swimming through the inner you. Holding on to hope, Holy Ghost, I overuse. Never let you go, the old me is dying soon. Fighting on the ropes, my heart's broken, spirit loose. Fear induced, facing my peers, we're at the end of youth. Flow batter foes, they tippy toe when I'm in the room. Showing I'm a pro, evolve, see Darwinism rules. Lose with the crew, it's sudden death, don't make a move. Pocket full of halos if you ever wanna play the crew. Looping through, tying a noose, it can't be true. Man of steel, couldn't break loose, swinging these bodies straight through. Taste of the haters raised and grown from bare roots. Pray on the predators, even sinners pray too.
All right, I feel like I don't give y'all enough homework. Class is dismissed, but never forget. Bring back the sting. So I'm going to close the show with something that I call old man gripes. And I guess I'm at that age, but I hate when I'm scrolling through an article and the headline is like, oh, see this, what happened or whatever. So you click on the article and you can't see the video in the article, but they have a word that they have embedded. You know, the website that actually has the video in it, I think that's stupid. I don't know how much traffic they get for that, but I think it's pointless and I think it's stupid because I don't want to really be on my phone. So the fact that I'm trying to read an article about something that I find interesting, so I click on the article and then you want to send me somewhere else, who 9 out of 10 times they could send me to another site, that's a waste of my time. I just don't want to do it. So I just leave and I don't be on the app anymore. So I don't know if that's just me. I don't know if there's other people like that, but that's an old man gripe for me because I'm just not doing it. I'm not going to all these multiple websites. I'm going to just close the app, turn off my phone and go on about my business. And that's not what the article was made for. It's supposed to be keep you engaged and keep you there. Putting in an embed link for a video when you've put up this crazy headline and then I have to go somewhere else to actually see what you were supposed to be showing me, I think that's pointless and that's a waste of time.